Welcome to News Video Clip. Let's get started with everyone's favorite 34-time felon, adjudicated rapist, and proven con man, President Donald J. Trump. Today, Trump was whining and crying because U.S. allies like South Korea and Japan and Australia wouldn't be a part of his failed invasion of Iran. You know, that war that was supposedly won weeks ago, but it's still going on. Right. So here we go. Here's Trump crying and whining about these countries not following his disastrous plan.
Think of it. It's not just NATO. You know who else didn't help us? South Korea didn't help us. You know who else didn't help us? Australia didn't help us. You know who else didn't help us? Japan. We've got 50,000 soldiers in Japan to protect them from North Korea. We have 45,000 soldiers in South Korea to protect us from Kim Jong-un, who I get along with very well, as you know. Do you notice he said very nice things about me?
Oh, isn't that sweet? Murderous North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un has said very nice things about President Trump. Oh, gee, that just breaks my heart. Wow, you know, it's too bad Hitler and Stalin aren't still alive. And they could say really nice things about Trump, too, and he would bend over and grab his ankles for them. I mean, that's just what a stooge he is. All right. So our next story is also Trump-related. This is a woman named Paula White. Now, if you're not familiar with Paula White, she is one of these scam televangelist-type people. She likes to sell Easter blessings for $1,000 each. Yeah, that's exactly the kind of person she is. So here she is on Fox News with her Karen haircut, trying to convince us what a great Christian Donald Trump is.
Oh, Laura, she said, this is probably my favorite subject to talk about. First off, to give honor to God and to President Trump for being bold and unwavering with this faith. Many people don't know, like you do, and say hello to Eric and everyone in the family, about the upbringing of President Trump, that he went to sometimes three times a week to, he said it depended on the teacher, to Saturday school, Sunday school, church. It was at Norman Vincent Peale's. Church was a big part of his life.
Okay. So that's probably the worst commercial I've ever seen for going to church. Yeah, you want to be a 34-time felon and adjudicated rapist? Go to church like Donald Trump did. Yeah, great idea. Anyways, that's all we have for today. If you want to see more about these stories, we do have links right below the video. And unlike the right-wing podcasters out there like Joe Rogan and Tim Pool and Jimmy Dore and Benny Johnson, we actually back up our claims with our stories right below the video. All those guys do is lie, sit behind a mic, and cash their checks. They're absolute garbage. All righty. On that lovely note, we'll bring it into this one and we'll see you tomorrow.